What are you most thankful for right now? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Life is all sunshine and rainbows, right? Especially as a Christian. It's perfect all the time. Well, no, not so much. Life is still pretty tough sometimes, especially around the holidays. They often expose and awaken things that we can block out or push under the rug. Today's Devo is going to help us prepare our hearts as we not only walk into the holidays, but all seasons of our lives. It's called Giving Thanks When Life is Difficult by L. D. Nuttall. What are you most grateful for? It's often easy to praise God for joyful blessings, but sometimes we forget we can also be thankful in suffering. In the book of Habakkuk, God announced his severe judgment on the rebellious people of Judah. The prophet Habakkuk was devastated. God would send the dreaded Chaldeans, and the effect of their brutal attacks on Judah would be complete destruction, ruin, and captivity. The prophet lamented to God, and God answered him with three assurances. His grace would protect the righteous who live by faith, his glory would be revealed, and his sovereign rule would prevail. After Habakkuk presented his complaints to God and listened for his answers, the prophet was left awestruck at the greatness, power, and majesty of God. He recounted God's miraculous interventions and deliverance, his trustworthy character, and mighty deeds throughout Israel's history. Though trembling on the threshold of doom, Habakkuk's focus was directed from the impending disaster onto the holiness, righteousness, and faithfulness of God. In the end, Habakkuk's primary concern was no longer personal safety or deliverance for the people of Judah, but the work of God and the glory of God. Once he'd experienced a vision of God's goodness and sovereignty, his priorities changed. He desired that God should accomplish whatever he wanted to do and receive the due glory for his work. If that involved pain and suffering, so be it. If judgment and discipline were necessary to achieve his divine agenda, so be it. Habakkuk's outlook echoes the prayer Jesus would later teach his disciples. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Habakkuk teaches us that as we draw near to God, he guides us to a point where his work and glory become more important to us than our comfort and safety. God loves us, and when our desires are subordinated and yielded to his higher kingdom plans and purposes, we can be truly praiseful and thankful in any circumstance, even trial and suffering. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Habakkuk got to hear exactly how God was going to work through the suffering and pain in his life. We, on the other hand, may never know how God was at work in our suffering until we see Jesus face to face. Yet, we do know that he is always with us, providing comfort and strength. And he invites us to bring all our pain, anger, and complaints to him. How can resting in God's love and presence lead us to praise and gratitude, even in painful times? As you and I can read in Matthew 28:20, Jesus said, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Habakkuk 3, Romans 8, 28 through 39, and 1 Thessalonians 5, 18 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? It was a unique look at an Old Testament story that we don't really dive into very often. If you have Old Testament stories that are close to your heart, but you feel like we don't ever talk about them, I want you to head over to unlocked.org, check out our writer's guidelines, and find out how you could solve that problem and write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Of Shadows and Light with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's word in your life.